We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Huge hit last night. JT Realmuto, and I was saying first segment they barely got the ball out of the infield in that inning. I was talking with some hyperbole. Obviously, they did. Reese had the hit to right field. But they did get kind of lucky. I mean, the Mets bullpen hit Bryce Harper. There was the Alec Bohm.
You make your own luck. But sort of.
Luck is the residue of design, Joe Camera.
Let's talk about luck for one second.
Chance favors the prepared mind.
All that stuff. Can I just say this? Because I had forgotten about it. Let me just say this, and then we'll go to the calls. You know what was maybe the luckiest thing in all of Philadelphia sports in the last 365 days? That the Mets... like, trillionaire owner. Okay, he's not actually a trillionaire. He's a billionaire. That the Mets billionaire owner did not make a point to sign JT Realmuto as a free agent.
Yes.
I mean, they could have, John, they could have signed.
They like McCann.
Well, they could have.
They didn't look that
good.
Great.
They could have acquired the shortstop and signed him as they did, you know, right, from the Indians, Lindor. And also signed JT. And for some reason, they're just like, nah, kind of early in free agency. We'll settle for this other guy. Completely like the Red Sea parting opened it up for the Phillies to have sort of like a free clearance. The runway was open for the Phillies to get JT. I think that was such a gift. I don't know why. I don't know why the Mets did that. So to me, there were a couple aspects that stood out to me from a luck standpoint last night. The ground being taken out. You know, some of the stuff that went on in the eighth inning with the Mets defense. But maybe the biggest of all that will be for the whole season is that the Mets didn't go after JT. What was that? Tremendous for the Phils. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Reaction to what we saw last night and what it means with this Phillies team. We'll also get to the Eagles. Pretty big trade yesterday in the NFL. Affects the quarterback situation. Affects the draft. We'll get to that. Let's go to let's go to Lenny in Conshohocken right now. Hey, Len.
Hey, man, how you guys doing today?
Awesome, Lenny.
I am a little hoarse today. I was in the outfield, section 102. I got seats out there for the game last night.
Amazing.
Nice job, man.
It was absolutely bananas. I have a few points before I talk about the game yesterday. So one thing that I noticed, and I don't ever want to be a Negadelphian about the Phillies, is our defense laterally, whether it be our outfielders or our infielders, is going to be an issue going forward. Watching Gene and Didi try to field balls to their left and right was very, very concerning yesterday. We had two very sloppy double plays, and Didi, for some reason, it must be because of his arm injury, he can't pivot and throw off his right foot. Have you guys noticed that?
Well, is that why he did the pirouette two games ago? I'd have to see which foot. I mean,
it was weird. There was one last night that was short where it bounced off Reese's glove. Remember
yes.
at first?
Yes.
Short throw.
Yep.
I think Gene's too big. I don't know if that's limiting what you're talking about here in terms of like his lateral movement. I think he looks awfully large.
About yesterday's game is our reads off the bat. Harper missed that ball in right field, and Adam Haseley's reads were just absolutely atrocious.
Oh, that was horrendous.
The only thing is, you know, maybe the wind played a part in that. I mean, there was a ball I thought was going to left field, and it went to the shortstop. So, you know,
maybe
the wind. And look,
Bryce should have caught that one to end the game.
And the one
for Haseley was just, it was so egregious. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But
Lenny, I will say, look, a major leaguer obviously should be better than me and you. But when you play center field, sometimes when that ball gets hit hard right at you, like at you, it can be deceiving, is my point.
Right.
He obviously misread it, and I would tend to guess the wind also played a part.
And these balls.
Let me be positive. Let me be positive. So I don't want to make my call negative because I'm hype. I'm juiced.
Sure.
The one thing that I have noticed about this team, and our bullpen obviously keeps us in game, so it allows us to do this. I counted this weekend watching, and again, I'm a huge dork. You might not find a bigger dork than I am. We had over 14 at-bats in back-to-back games where we had batters work into account from 0-2, either to getting a walk or a productive at-bat.
Wow.
We never did that last year. So all of our at-bats, our players, our approach is completely different than it's been in that I can remember.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. I mean, that's really good.
I don't remember seeing our center fielders do that as much.
Well, of course not.
Roman Quinn certainly does not do that. And Haseley, man, one of Haseley's swings on a K last night. It was on a breaking bus slider. It was flat out ugly.
It's just a weak position.
I know that happens.
It's weak, yeah.
I know that happens. He is a weak spot. There was a time in that game where we were taking advantage. It was the play that Haseley misjudged the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We were taken advantage of because our two worst players on the field were the ones that, you know, were highlighted. It was Matt Moore and it was Adam Haseley.
Yep, yep.
We got issues, but here's the beauty. That can change. We got a lot of season. We got a lot of good players. I don't expect that when the season ends, you're going to have Matt Moore as the fourth starter and Adam Haseley as the center fielder.
Well, I hear you. Like, there's a good chance if they're in contention, they'll make a move. But at the same time,
and they will. I believe they will be in contention. I guess that's the bottom line here.
Yeah, I think they'll be.
They're going to be good enough. John Middleton is going to spend past the luxury threshold.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that. I do know that there will be. Look, there's five teams in each league. 10 teams that make the playoffs. There will be probably another 6 to 8 that will be in contention for a playoff spot. There's going to be about 16 teams in contention. So it's not the easiest thing to just scoop up a center fielder. It's not the easiest thing to just scoop up a four starter. I mean, John, when the Phillies are going to want a four starter, I guarantee you, out of 16 teams, I guarantee you like 8 or 10 of them are going to want that four starter. It's not the easiest trade to make.
Okay.
And it's not like the Phillies have the greatest farm system. You know, to give up, you know, the prospects that might net you that guy. I'm just telling you.
That's a good point.
As exciting as last night was, and I walk in here this morning, I don't want anyone to misconstrue, I am totally psyched with having a 4-0 baseball team. But let's not act like it's a small thing that the four starter, number one, hadn't pitched since 2018, except for like two outings in 2019. Number two, stunk in 2018. And number three, stunk last night. That matters.
It looks like Matt Moore might end up being a failed experiment.
But I mean, it's early, but it doesn't look good.
It is early. Yeah. But we have a lot of room and time to change.
Right.
And the fact, I feel like the willingness to spend will be there. The report was out there. I read this, month and a half ago, that Dombrowski put three potential, you know, budgets in front of John Middleton when he got here. And Middleton took the highest one.
Good.
Great sign.
Good.
And, you know, the rumors are that the general thinking is that if we're close, he will go past that luxury tax. And that's something we haven't seen around here. It's going to make us even better than we are now. And it's exciting. We have reason to be excited. I do feel like this is a special year.
Look, I love it. 215-592-9494. Hey, the Philadelphia Eagles with access for a car, SUV, to the Eagles Huddle Up for Autism drive-thru event. It's happening at Lincoln Financial Field, taking place this Saturday and Sunday. For all the details, you can visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/huddle-up. Again, that website, PhiladelphiaEagles.com/huddle-up. All proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. The Huddle Up for Autism drive-thru, you know, what it involves. Again, Saturday and Sunday, as I said, you can order tickets online. $20 per vehicle, one ticket needed per vehicle. Tickets are sold in reserve time slots. All proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a unique, sensory-friendly day out of the house, all while remaining in the safety and comfort of your own vehicle. The experience includes a 20-minute drive-through in-show featuring a live Eagles cheerleader performance, live zoo animal exhibit, virtual message from an Eagles player, and It features an exciting and visually interactive route with the parking lot, with appearances in the parking lot, with appearances by the Elmwood Park Zoo, Adventure Aquarium, Swoop, and many more. To finish the day, the route will take you inside Lincoln Financial Field. How cool. Where you'll receive a photo for you and your family, of you and your family in the car on the field. We have the opportunity to actually give one of these away today. So, of course, you can get them, as I just mentioned, with all proceeds benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation, PhiladelphiaEagles.com/huddle up. You also can win one of these passes today. And we do so in a day. John, a happy birthday goes out to the actor Paul Rudd. I know Richie and Seltzer are a big fan of him. I am also a fan. I wouldn't call myself a big fan, but I'm a
fan. I did a show with Paul Rudd one time.
What was he like?
He was a huge Chiefs fan.
Okay.
And he actually said that he remembered me playing in the AFC West. I don't know if I believe him. He was really kind, really cool. He had a son about the same age as my son. We talked dad shop.
Yep.
Really nice guy.
Nice, he's a nice guy,
very
right?
Genuine and real. Yes.
Nice guy, guy. Also a childhood friend of Joe Buck.
Yep. Sure.
The announcer Joe Buck and the actor Paul Rudd, childhood friends. All right, so in honor of Paul Rudd, who's a fine actor and he certainly entertained us, and all accounts are he's a good dude, he's a nice person. John, I'd ask you, I'd ask Seltzer and everyone at 215-592-9494. In addition to all the conversation about the Phils and the Eagles we'll get to and the Flyers and the Sixers, the whole deal, who's a nice person? Guy or gal, Paul Rudd guy, who nice person. When you think nice person, John, best answer by the end of the show wins this big extravaganza from the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. John, when you think nice person, who comes to mind?
Hugh Jackman. I'm a huge fan. I don't even know if you know who Hugh Jackman is. Hugh Jackman.
He's the Wolverine guy.
Oh, you knew.
Hey!
Good job.
Hey!
The stories.
I think the name Hugh's a bad name, but that's just my opinion. Well, would you like to go around with the name Hugh?
You?
What's your name?
Sure.
My name's Hugh.
You?
You? What? Who?
It's a fine name.
Where? When?
It's like living in an Abbott Costello bit your whole
name
life.
Is Hugh. That's a bad name. That's okay. No offense to all
Man,
the Hughes out there.
You are a harsh grader names.
Well, Whitney Houston will tell you, I will always love Hugh at the end of the song, you know. But anyway.
Well, he seems like a great dude.
Yeah.
Okay, he's always involved in something. Stories, you know, very close relationship with his fans. Always seems, I mean, he's available for everything. He's your host, the Tony Awards, does a little everything. He can sing, he can dance, he can act.
It's a great life. Guy's got a great life.
Great, yes.
Seltzer, give me someone who you just sense is a nice person.
There are some haymaker answers out there. I have a couple in my mind that I think are winners, so I'm not going to take that. I'll take one that I know for a fact because I talked to him one time, and he calling him up to get him as a guest on a show. And he goes, I'm like, hey, Kevin Harlan, you know, you'll be on in a minute. Thanks for calling. And he goes, hey, what's your name? I'm like, James. He goes, James, what's your story? How you doing?
That's
and
great.
Actually cared who I was and what I was doing as a producer, just getting him on the radio. Kevin Harlan is a sweet, sweet man.
That's good. You know, that's different than I had a friend one time who called up. I'll just use a defensive tackle, a large defensive tackle, okay? He may have played in the AFC. And this large defensive tackle told a buddy of mine, if you ever call me again, I will bite your blank off. That's a different response than James Call and Kevin Harlan. Look, a lot of ways to go here, nice person. John, I feel compelled just because, I mean, this guy sometimes takes a beating on the show, and yet he is beneath the surface really a very kind person and should get greater recognition for that. And that'd be me. So I'm going to nominate myself.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
because there are a lot of people out there that think I'm haughty and arrogant. And, you know,
this is the way to convince them that you're not.
Like, yes. I'll revel in the fact that Gonzaga lost last night and we don't have to have comparisons to UNLV and Indiana from 76. And
you know, the comparisons are now best team that didn't win a championship.
Well, they're not even they're probably not in the top 20
offended?
Of that.
I mean, they're probably the best. So.
They're the best.
James,
they're the best team to not win
this
a championship.
This team versus.
They only lost one game, Jeff.
This team versus UNLV in 91. This team versus Georgetown in 85.
Gonzaga.
Don't make me laugh.
Gonzaga. Did any of them have a shot like Jalen Suggs did? I don't think so.
Stop it. Look, 215-592-9494. So, yes, I will nominate myself just because, you know what? I'm in the mood to do so. I feel good with the Phils, and take that, Richie. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yeah, what up?
It's all good, man.
Hi, Colin.
You know, first of all, I just want to thank the Blue Line for tripping Patrice Bergeron up.
Yeah, I really needed that.
Wild.
That was crazy.
Oh, man, but it was an exciting game with the Phillies yesterday. You know, I don't know the last time that – I mean, it certainly wasn't last year. The Phillies definitely did not win four games in a row last year where they leaned on the bullpen and did not get great offense. So, you know, thank you to the Mets owner for going after James McCann and not trying to outbid us on JT.
I mean, that was a gift, Colin. I really thought the Mets were going to go after JT. Frankly, I don't know why they didn't. And it really worked to the Phillies' advantage big time. Because, Colin, think of it this way. Let's say the Mets go after him and the Phillies actually retain him, JT, but have to spend, and I'll just make up a number. Let's say the Phillies have to spend an extra $20, $25 million to get it done, right? Well, that might have been then no DD. I mean, you know, I was amazed that the Mets did not go after JT. I'm thrilled, and I think it had a direct impact on last night's game.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I share your concern with Matt Moore. I think we're going to need Spencer Howard up here pretty quick, and we're going to need him to live up to some expectations.
Well, maybe, but it's bad that they didn't want him from the start. That's a bad sign, Colin.
Yeah,
it's a bad because. Of course they would want Spencer Howard to win the job out of spring training. I mean, what, did they want Spencer Howard in the minors? No. So the fact that he's in the minors is a bad sign, in my opinion, for what they think of him.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it was a service time thing, but he probably pitched too many games last year for that to matter.
Yep. All right, Colin, give me who's a nice person. A lot of big answers out there. Of course, I already took a haymaker off the board, but who do you got?
Well, you did not, but I will with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
That was one of the haymakers I was thinking of.
Fine fella. Fine fellow, that Tom Hanks.
Just seems like the great guy.
There, yeah. I do think there is two answers I have at the top of my mind that if they are said, I find it hard to believe I would vote against.
I have one that is not Tom Hanks, so okay. I'm with you.
Okay. And I would say both of mine, there have been movies made about them in the last 40 years. I'll just leave it at that. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. John, last night, as I'm sitting there watching, I think it was – if I remember correctly, after the Phillies game, but when I switched over to the Gonzaga game, I started putting together, don't have it done. You and I talked about 3 weeks ago on the air about how we haven't for 2 years done our top 10 list of Philadelphia athletes, current list, and that we should. And, you know, maybe later this week, maybe next week, we dive into, you know, how do we size up the top 10 players in Philadelphia sports right now? Everyone knows Embiid's number one, and then it's a matter of, okay, who's 2 through 10. I started kind of putting mine together a little bit last night.
Do you have our old lists from the last time we did this? Hey, you have my list, too?
You know me. I track it all.
That's going to be interesting.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know, believe me.
Good
I know.
Job,
there's a lot of guys like Malcolm and Ertz and a whole bunch of guys that will no longer be, you know. Okay.
No longer valid.
So I started putting it together, and one of the conundrums as I was sort of in the early stages of sizing it up was I was trying to figure out, well, who goes higher – Ben Simmons or Tobias Harris? Put another way, who's actually the 76ers' second best player? So let's turn that into our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Obviously, Embiid is the 76ers' best player, and of course, he's the best player in Philadelphia sports. But who is the second best player on the Sixers? Which in past years we would have said is Ben, except for when maybe Jimmy Butler was here. But now it's either gotten close or maybe Tobias has passed him. Where do you stand? You can vote on this at SportsRadioWIP on Twitter. Second best player in the Sixers. Is it A, Ben Simmons, who's doing his turtle routine again lately? We'll see what he does tonight. Or B, Tobias Harris. You can vote at SportsRadioWIP on Twitter. Think about it. Also, if you want to weigh in on the phone lines. We'll take that call as well. I mean, we've seen these Sixers games. They've played 50. Who's their second best player, Tobias or Ben? Let's go to Ryan in Medford. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Joe. So, A, I was thrilled last night with pitch number 77. I live half the time in New York City, so I was ripping on all my friends. But the real Muto versus McCain, that's a bigger one.
I mean, that was a gift. I don't know what the Mets owner was thinking.
Complete gift, especially exacting the DH. You know, if we weren't getting a DH soon, the value of the catcher goes down. But the DH is inevitable. It's coming back. We're not coming back. It's going to be, you know, I guess you could say coming back since we had it last year. But, you know, the tail end of that career, that contract, he'll be a DH. So that value.
Maybe not. I don't necessarily assume that, but maybe.
Okay. But what I do want to call out, I actually want to tell John, look, I appreciate your this day trivia, not this day, the fun fact you always do. But I had to call in today. I've lived in Australia from 2010 to 2018, and I'm going to call malarkey on you in that I've just Googled this and found five sites that all say pineapple and pepperoni are the number one and number two topping. I also
went in Australia?
I lived in Sydney, Australia from 2010 to 2018 and ate pizza probably once or twice a week.
I guess your fact's not current.
I will show you the five sites I just looked up, and then I called my friend who owns he went to UPenn. He owns a Mexican restaurant right next to a pizza place in Sydney, right on the harbor. He's actually listening to the show right now, and he walked over and he said they barely sell eggs, and their number one topping is also pepperoni, and then meat lovers, and the meat lovers includes kangaroo, just to let you know. Oh, so it is a little bizarre. So we'll go the bizarro factor. They do put egg in a lot of things. They put egg on steak. They definitely put egg on pizza, but it's not number one, and we can't even find clams and mussels anywhere in any top 10 list that we're looking at right now. So I just want to understand where you get your
facts. Well, that's in Chile.
Clams and mussels was for Chile, yeah.
Not in Australia. Clams and mussels in Chile.
Got it. I missed that part. I thought you were saying put chili as well on it. Understood.
Yeah, it's which countries. All right, Ryan, who's the nice person, Ryan?
I'm going to go with Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa, big time answer right there. Actually, I probably should have had when I said two people.
Wow, that's hard to vote against.
Yeah, I should have added her to my list, too.
Yeah, she could be a winning answer. John, certainly some Eagles fans out there frustrated with the trade that happened yesterday. I know that stuff like this happens, right? The Eagles go from 6 to 12. But in the process, you know, thought was Carolina, decent chance they will draft a quarterback. They make a trade yesterday for Sam Darnold of the Jets. Obviously, the Jets are going to take a quarterback at two. Mm-hmm. Looks like they'll take Zach Wilson. For Darnold, who was the third overall pick just a couple years ago, the Jets unload him. Joe Douglas trades him to Carolina for a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick. They're spread over a couple drafts, a 2, a 4, and a 6. The impact, obviously, for the Eagles directly is Carolina has the 8th pick. The Eagles have the 12th pick. There was a lot of people that believed that Carolina would draft a quarterback. Obviously, that is now off the table for them. The presumption is the Eagles will get one less quality player at 12 than they otherwise would have. Does it bug you? Does it bug you? Does it concern you?
Does it bug me?
Does it concern you?
Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, you do take stock of the fact that the Eagles just got basically bumped
out. Okay,
down
if spot, Carolina right? decides to upgrade their receiving core and they take one of the guys corners. That we could have used.
They need corners.
Then we're short one of those guys we could have drafted.
Maybe.
If they go cornerback, then we're short a cornerback we could have drafted. But we have multiple needs. I mean, those two positions, I think, are at the top of the list. I still feel good about the fact that we'll get someone we need and who is much better than what we have, and we've got extra picks for the trade. I find it incredible that people are so up in arms about this. This is what happens. Teams wheel and deal, and you deal with the playing field that you're left with.
But you'd rather the trade didn't get me. I agree with you. There's nothing you can do but deal with it. But as an Eagle fan, John, you'd rather the trade not have happened yesterday. I mean, it does bump it, you know, and I think, you know, there's a good chance Carolina will take a corner, which of course there was a good chance the Eagles would take a corner. So it could net the Eagles a lesser cornerback.
Okay. And sure. Yeah, I would prefer that it not have been made, but when people take it one step further and say, how could Howie do this so far in advance when you don't know? Well, the reason you could do it when he did it is because it was available for the doing.
The team offered it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And you don't just sit on it and say no if it's a trade. If you don't know for sure, if you haven't identified exactly the guy that you need to get to make you better and there's no other options on the table, then you don't make the trade that the Eagles did. We have umpteen needs. It's fine. We'll still be fine if he makes the right pick here, and he'll certainly have plenty to pick from.
215-592-9494. If you want to react to that, I know Angelo was pretty fired up about that trade and the impact on the Eagles. If you want to react to it, if it bugs you as an Eagle fan, concerns you, certainly you can weigh in. Again, 215-592-9494. Ben Simmons or Tobias, better Sixers player. Phil's reaction to last night's game and where they go from here, what it all means. Also up ahead, Elliot Shure Parks. We are about 3 weeks from the NFL draft. We'll talk to Elliot about the draft. It's all up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, one of the best things about golf, of course, is a gimme. It's a sure thing. And if you want to start betting on golf, FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino has a gimme just for you. New users get 20-1 odds on, I'm going to give you three names, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, or Jordan Spieth. New users get 20-1 odds on any of those three great golfers to make the cut this week at the Masters. That's right. You take your pick. You take your pick. Three great golfers. You take the pick. Obviously, there's a chance they make the miss the cut, and more often than not, guys like this make the cut, and you'll get 20-1 odds. Spectacular opportunity on three of the world's best golfers just to make the cut. You can win $100 on a $5 bet. It's a great opportunity. There isn't much more of a gimme than that. And when you do win, FanDuel will get you paid fast in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP, the world's best golfers. They tee off in Augusta April 8th and, of course, go through April 11th this week. And there are even more ways to win with America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook. Create your account using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER upon sign up to bet this week on golf or any sport with FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.